You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device.
This song is called Watusi Weekend. It's an 80s band that I loved a lot from Boston called Scruffy the Cat. The singer-songwriter who fronted the band is Charlie Chesterman. He grew up in Iowa. He started out there making music with a great band called The Law, and then had a good run with Scruffy that included a little bit of national attention. And then over the years since Scruffy ran its course, he's made quite a few records under his own name, as Charlie Chesterman and the Legendary Motorbikes. And now he's living back in Iowa again, and he's suffering from colon cancer, and like a lot of musicians, doesn't have financial support for treatments. And so this weekend, on April 9th, there's a benefit for him in Des Moines, Iowa, at the Hotel Kirkwood Ballroom. Maybe you know Des Moines. The Hotel Kirkwood Ballroom is at 4th and Walnut. Maybe you can go. Probably you can't. But that doesn't mean you can't help. Here's the thing. I've been listening to a lot of Scruffy the Cat over the last couple weeks. So this More Lost Time is going to highlight the best of the rarest Scruffy that I've got. I've got a lot. So if you're moved by this music, either, you know, maybe you're reminded of how great Scruffy is, or maybe it's the very first time you're hearing this stuff. Either way, you could send a check or some well-concealed cash. Send it to Charlie Chesterman Benefit, P.O. Box 71522, Clive, Iowa, C-L-I-V-E, Iowa, 50325. And I'll mention that again or a couple times here. But let's hear a bunch of Scruffy the Cat. This first one is brilliant. This criminal that this first number wasn't a top 10 hit. From Scruffy the Cat's 1987 EP called Boom 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 Bingo. This is You Dirty Rat.
And you never home, and all I got is
That is from a 1986 compilation LP called Luxury Condos Come to Your Neighborhood Soon on Coyote Records. And, you know, a lot of compilations, especially from that time, are kind of spotty. You know, maybe you bought them for one particular band, and then maybe you discovered one or two other things that you loved. But 25 years later, that record is still worth seeking out. It's not patchy. Everything on it is really good. You know, I'm listening to this stuff now. Charlie Chesterman's singing style, I'm thinking back, was a real revelation to me growing up in Manchester, New Hampshire, and absorbing as much rock and roll as I could. Scruffy's records were the first records I heard where I recognized vocals being double-tracked, you know, sung twice so that there's a fuller sound on the vocals independent of any harmonies that were in the arrangement. And my buddy Tom and I always referred to the vocal sound on Scruffy records as the Chester Men, since there were always multiple Charlies on every song. Scruffy the Cat was they were always a band with a ton of songs, tons more than they could fit on their records. And if you're a Scruffy fan, then in addition to everything on their records, you know, if you saw them live a lot, then you knew the Ghost song and Mr. Alcohol, This Ain't No Jailhouse Rock, She Moves Me, which I'll play a version of later, and this one. This is Come Back Mary.
Yeah.
from 1989. That's Love Song Number 9, the last record Scruffy the Cat released, a 7-inch split single with the Young Fresh Fellows. It's on the Cruddy Records label. It's this really polished song with a big horn section, sort of a weird irony there. Also, it's a song that would go very well on that second Wilco record. You know, I think Jeff Tweedy and Jay Farrar get a lot of credit for practically saving rock and roll in the early 90s, making sounds that pretty similar to what Charlie Chesterman and Scruffy the Cat were making at least 10 years earlier. And speaking of visionaries, this seems like a great time to hear from our sponsor. This special edition of More Lost Time is brought to you by Modern Age Brownies, the brownies not sold in stores because they're not available anywhere quite yet. You know, Jake Schwab, who runs the bakery that makes them, had hoped to get a lot of work done this week, but instead, he packed up and he flew out to Des Moines for the big Charlie Chesterman benefit. He's as longtime a fan as I am, and when he called this week to tell me that he was going, we spent a bunch of time reminiscing about our favorite Scruffy the Cat shows. I told him about the really weird night that I saw them play at Night Stage, which was this kind of upscale, carpeted jazz club in Cambridge. Really the wrong kind of room for them. So it was great to see Charlie work the room and instantly make it feel like a basement rock tavern, you know. That reminded Jake about, you know, he saw them open for Mission of Burma at either the Rat or the Channel in Boston. He couldn't remember which it was. And then I remembered a Valentine's Day date with the girl who I eventually married. We've been married now almost 20 years. We saw Scruffy play a gym at the University of Connecticut, which was a weird enough show, but it got even weirder when Burns Stanfield, the organ player in the band, he suddenly cut his hand open on stage on God knows what during the show, and there was just blood everywhere. And then Jake remembered seeing Scruffy play in 1989 at Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey, where they performed all new songs that they told him were ready for release on a new album. But the record never happened, and the band broke up. And that's bittersweet. But the point is that these are powerful memories. There's almost nothing like really good music to preserve moments in time. But modern age brownies are good for that, too. They're so delicious and nutritious, they're surreptitious. Just you wait and see. And in the meantime, send your brownie money to Charlie Chesterman Benefit, P.O. Box 71522, Clive, Iowa 50325. And now back to the music. This is the first recording that Charlie Chesterman made after leaving a band called the Harmony Rockets. That was after the breakup of Scruffy the Cat. And so, from 1994, this is Hamburg Romance.
She don't understand the things you say to but deep down in did fine, I'd make her shine again. She would never seek true love from me.
From a 1985 compilation LP of Boston artists on the Modern Method label called Mr. Beautiful Presents All Hard, Scruffy the Cat with My Fate, a more polished version of which would end up on the LP that they released the following year. Before that, a cut from the first Charlie Chesterman and the Legendary Motorbikes disc, which was an installment in the monthly Hello Recording Club, which was a series of limited edition CDs. So it's time for one more. Here's an acoustic medley that pairs an unreleased Scruffy song with a Scruffy classic.
Around and around the stars.
Tell me something, little star. Are there angels in the sky? And this time, if they've gone too far, I want to know just why they lie so. She moves me around. It's always been around, and this is a night that never ends. Well, happiness can come out of the clouds in the sky. Happiness can buy you an acre in a jersey. Happiness can sound like angels singing on high. Happiness can find you when you're going downstairs. And I don't know, and I don't see, and I don't get what everybody tells me. Yeah. Well, happiness can raise your favorite thing from the dead, make you suck your thumb and hide right under the bed. Well, happiness can rip up all your favorite clothes. Happiness can make you wanna sleep in a graveyard. And I don't know, and I don't see, and I don't get what everybody tells me.
That's an acoustic performance of She Moves Me and Happiness to Go, recorded live from April of 1985. Our next program will be back to the regular format. Thanks for listening to the special edition of the program featuring music by Charlie Chesterman. Everyone here wishes him a painless recovery. You can help with any donation sent to Charlie Chesterman Benefit, P.O. Box 71522. Clive, Iowa 50325. And also thanks to Max Stanfield for his help and encouragement with this show, but more for years of great music with Scruffy the Cat. This week's special program was written by Jenny Russ and engineered by Benny Factor. Our executive producer is always Tony Nominee. You can follow our helpful and amusing tweets at More Lost Time. So please, why don't you? And tell us where you're from for our next Hometown Garage Challenge. That's where I have to find a record in my collection by a band from where you grew up. You can use Twitter or email morelosttime@gmail.com and subscribe to the show, please, using iTunes. And while you're there, leave a comment about the program because this helps us. And on behalf of the corporate directors of Salt Mineral Global and Project Acquisition, that's the program. No matter how good it ever gets, it's still More Lost Time.